Okay, let's do this in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1312. And this is dated on the 26th day of Kislev Toshin, Beit Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter from the Sunday in the portion of Toldos, in which you describe your standing and how you conduct yourself. And you're asking for my opinion about it. So the Rebbe says, what is not really good in my eyes is that what you're always learning all by yourself, and also that you're davening all by yourself. And that your explanation that there is nobody to learn together with, or to daven slowly at least. So the Rebbe says, look, think by yourself. You and your father-in-law live in, doesn't say where, for a while. Is it not possible during all these months and years to draw at least a few people to start conducting themselves in the ways of Hasidus and learning Hasidus, especially as it's known from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he says, with all the titles, that he says that it is a fact, that a chazakah, that if you put in effort, it never goes empty-handed. You will succeed. And even one who can say justly that I am sleeping, ani yishena, that I'm asleep, but minimally the verse says shalibe or, that your heart is awake, especially as far as the teaching and the conduct of Hasidus, which is the luminary, and therefore it is from it characteristic of the luminary is to draw the sparks, especially as the only condition is you must bring the luminary close to the sparks. So therefore it's only up to the person that he knows already, or he has some connection to the luminary, that his job is to bring the sparks close wherever they may be. It's known from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he had a great, at length, describing the situation of one of the Hasidim of the Rebbe Maharash, who was sort of ended up in a far corner. And when he complained about this in front of the Rebbe, and he articulated to him, he is impossible for him to impact anyone else. So the Rebbe Maharash said to him that for his physical livelihood, Hashem was able to give him parnosa in a Jewish religious settlement. So why did Hashem send him away for his parnosa to some distant corner? That means that the fact that he was ended up in a very godforsaken place, in some very far place, I shouldn't say the word godforsaken, but in some very far away place, that he finds himself all alone, that's for a reason, so that he can influence your community, so slowly but surely it'll be the way it should be. Same thing is as far as for you and your father-in-law. So you find yourself in a city that there is many other frum people there, and some of them are also amongst frum Anash that come from the root of Anash. And our sages ruled, Zroik chutra avira ikrekoy. If you throw a stick into the ear, it will land with the root down, which means it'll land with the where it grows from, that'll go in the bottom. So which means you throw a chassid around all over, but when he lands, he goes down back to his roots, he ends up back from where he comes from. But the only condition, Rebbe says, you gotta throw it. And when you start with this kind of avoda, then the promises of our Rebbes, our leaders, that you'll be successful with regards and with the blessing.